And go. Hello, we are Uni Days. We are three uni lads, and we're going to be talking about everything, to be honest. Uni life, lockdown, what we like to do. So enjoy. Yeah, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Rufus. I'm a second year law student at Swansea University. That's pretty much it.
And I'm Henry. I'm a first year civil engineer student at Sheffield University.
Hello, I'm Ed, and I'm a foundation year student at Swansea University. Right. So without further ado, and I know you guys love this bit. So, what drinks are we drinking, Henry?
I've got a nice.
Brilliant. Rufus?
Well, you guys are going to find this absolutely disgusting what I'm drinking.
Okay.
It's a protein shake powder mixed with liquid egg whites.
What?
That is not good at all.
Why?
It tastes quite nice, not going to lie.
What are you gaining from that?
Pure protein. It's pure protein.
No.
Oh, Tom, oh, never mind.
Right, so let's move on to our first topic. So the topic for this week, because we covered a lot of uni last week, I thought, you know, we'd actually try and cover something else. So we're going to talk about lockdown, obviously a big thing at the moment. You know, it's a bit of a trend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you guys, really, how you're dealing with lockdown. So, Henry, if you want to go first.
I'm eating.
eating a lot,
drinking a lot, sleeping a lot.
How's the scale looking?
The scale, actually, I'll tell you what, it's looking worse than ever. 80
kg. Oh,
and for the listeners' context, before, so I didn't weigh myself before lockdown, but before uni, I was 68. So I put on 12 kilograms in less than 6 months.
My God.
But actually, I don't look too fat. Like, I do have a double chin all the time, but it doesn't look awful. Especially on FaceTime. Like, because obviously all I'm seeing from people is FaceTime. On FaceTime, I often have the camera at eye level and I'm keeping my head flat, and I don't have a double chin if I look up. So if I look ever so slightly down, I've got a double chin. So
is that why sort of like at your desk?
Well, I mean, I'm always at my desk because it's the best place for me to be, but it's like an added bonus.
So it's sort of like a trick you've developed to hide the double chin.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can sort of relate to that because I've actually gained more weight than you.
Lucky boy.
I was 72. No, actually, I was 70 before I went to uni, and I now weigh 84. Say, so I've gained like a healthy ish amount of weight.
14 kilos.
Yeah, shut up. Rufus, how are you doing in lockdown?
Well, I finished like all my coursework yesterday. But
that's really good.
I was like, when I had the coursework, I had loads of stuff to do. But now that I've finished it, I'm like, I went for my first walk in like a month. And like, I was telling you guys, like, as I was going along, I discovered so much of Tunbridge Wells.
That you never knew before.
Yeah, I didn't realise how nice it was.
It's kind of like a popular place for sort of holidays and things, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it?
Kent.
Yeah. Kent.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
South London.
Trust me, I know loads of people who are just like, oh yeah, I went on holiday to Tunbridge Wells, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Do you?
No.
Have you seen Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah, it's a nice little sort of village thing.
It's like a town.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description of it.
The sort of village. The most interesting thing here is like the four black people here.
one. Yeah, for context, listeners, we are not racist. Rufus is black. if me or Ed had said it, it would be racist. But... no, I'm joking. Well, yeah, it wouldn't be racist, but...
yeah,
right.
Can't swear.
Well, too late, mate, but... All right, and Henry, what kind of things do you miss about being in lockdown? What kind of things do you miss while being in lockdown?
Well, to be honest,
under 80 kilos.
Yeah. Not being a chunky monkey.
No, I actually, from a work point of view, I really miss being at uni because being around people you who study what you study or just work and going to the library, I'm really struggling to work on my own.
Yeah.
Which I didn't used to struggle with, but in lockdown, I can't get anything done. And I've got 5 weeks of exams coming up.
Jesus.
Ooh. Well, I'm in the first week now.
Hey.
Thursday.
Oh my God.
But they're all pass fail, so I'm not that stressed.
What do you mean pass fail?
Like, you don't get a grade. It's online and it's open book, and you just take the exam. You've got 24 hours to do it. For this first one, anyway, they're releasing the exam details as the exams come. Like, we only found out yesterday, but got 24 hours to do it. And once you pass, you're done. You can't take it again, and you don't get a grade. You just get you passed or you failed.
Oh, that sounds quite good. That's pretty good.
It is.
That's kind of what I have at the moment. I've got exams at the moment, so I've had two so far. But the second one, I applied for extenuating circumstances. So I don't have to do it for like another 2 weeks if I didn't want to.
Did you get given the extenuating circumstances?
Well, not yet, but I figure they can't really deny them.
Well, I applied for them once and they just never got back to me ever again.
Right, but we are in a pandemic.
Well, I mean, no, I applied when we were not in a pandemic and they never got back to me. So,
I think Sheffield sucks, to be honest.
Sheffield's great. That is not a beat. Stop it.
It is a beat. Oh, Sheffield's so great. So edgy. Oh, I've got so many friends.
I've never claimed to be edgy.
Oh, yeah, you have.
No, I haven't. I know I'm not an edgy person.
I'm sort of being knocking Sheffield. Boo.
I've never said that. This isn't fair. This is not fair. You guys... hate me for no reason.
All right, Rufus, what do you miss? What do you miss?
What about being in lockdown?
Well, not about being in lockdown. About what do you miss that you would be able to do if you weren't in lockdown?
Beep, 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 beep.
How is that a bit?
Because you talk about lockdown all the time. You're boring.
That would be a bit
the
salty.
The topic is lockdown.
Yeah, and I'm bored of it. I'm bored of it.
Beat me for a topic.
I'm bored of it.
Okay. Well, I wasn't asking you, funnily enough.
Beep, me.
Sorry, you're being sassy. You know.
More...
All right, Rufus, what things do you miss?
Honestly, probably just seeing friends. Because,
I've got friends.
Henry, you're one of them.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. Henry, I would talk about Henry. Bored. Sorry.
All right.
I'll stop now, my fans.
Can I continue before you were really interrupted?
Yeah, I was just saying, probably just seeing like friends and stuff, because I never really went to my lectures at uni. So, like, all I really did was spend time with, like, friends and stuff. So, that's probably only thing I miss.
I mean, this sort of relates to, like, the things you'll miss. But, like, what's the first thing you're going to do after lockdown?
Go to the gym.
Yeah, go to
probably.
The gym.
Yeah, oh, no, okay, let's be real. I won't, but I should.
That's the first thing you want everyone to think you'll do.
Yeah, but in reality, I probably won't. I'll just get drunk or something.
You're going to get the Mackies.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I don't actually like Mackies that much. Like, obviously, I do like Mackies, but I don't think I've had it in probably like last 4 or 5 months. Like, it just doesn't appeal to me much.
Okay, right, but excluding Mackey's, how many times have you had chips?
Okay, fast food. I didn't say I don't like fast food.
It's sort of like you're saying, like, I haven't been to Mackey's, but I've eaten chips every single night that I've been at uni.
For our listeners out there, I do have quite a taste for chips. And
fat girls.
And what?
And fat girls.
No, that's not true. I've got quite a taste for chips. I'd probably eat chips 5 or 6 times a week.
No wonder you've gained that 14 kilos.
No, but the shocking thing is I gained most of it in lockdown when I wasn't eating chips. I think chips were keeping me skinny.
They were French fries, weren't they? All right, so obviously, so you most of you want to, like, see friends, don't you? Like,
yeah.
You see friends, you sort of get out of lockdown.
Desperately. But, like,
I mean, so what kind of thing are you going to do when lockdown finishes? Are you going to message your friends and, like, organise a sesh? Or are you going to go out and see them in public? You know, what's the kind of first thing you're going to do once lockdown?
Well, I think it's quite difficult to think about, really, because we don't know what the climate's going to be like when we're allowed out, if that makes sense. First of all, we don't know what we're actually allowed to do. Second of all, we don't really know what we want to do. Like, I don't know really if I'd feel comfortable in a huge group of people, just because, not really about myself, but about, you don't, it sounds stupid, but you don't really know who you're affecting.
Exactly.
Like, because if I had it and I didn't know I had it and gave it to someone else and they gave it to their grandparent, you would have sort of, obviously it's not as extreme as this, but you've taken a part in giving an old person coronavirus. And it's just something I think to keep in mind, not necessarily stop anyone doing anything, just to think about.
Right.
And do you think that, like, obviously this is quite a narrow-minded opinion. I'm not saying that I hold this opinion, but do you think that, like, if you, everyone who's sort of had coronavirus is now going to get it? Like, you know what I mean? Do you think that everyone has sort of got it who was going to get it? Or do you think, you know, they're still, like, flooding round things?
Oh, no, I think there's a lot of people who haven't got it, because vulnerable and elderly people have been told to keep inside a lot longer than everyone else has. And they've been told to stay inside. And I obviously, I'm no scientist, but I did read online saying something about the, our lockdown was too good. Like, we reduced the cases so low that not enough people get it for herd immunity, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
so we don't...
A second spike, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they're preparing...
If they're not... Yeah.
And they said, didn't they say that, like, the second spike will also affect people who've already had it?
Yeah, because they don't...
They don't know.
They think there would be a second strain, didn't they?
Yeah, but they don't. They also, no one knows if it. No one knows if you're immune after you've already had it.
I saw something. Obviously, yeah. I'm not, like, an expert in any of this. I'm not sure how reliable it is, but if someone was saying that, like, the antibodies for it only are lasting like a week or something, so there's like a week window when you can't get it, but then, when that window goes, it's like you're susceptible to it again.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
But I think it's also worth mentioning, everywhere's got different, like, data and stuff. Mm. So, yeah. Also worth mentioning to the listeners, don't take our advice as fact. We don't know what we're talking about.
If you want actual information, go on the NHS website.
Yeah.
Right, so the next topic I added in, just because I'm actually intrigued, because I know Henry said something the other day to me about what he's been watching during lockdown. So, like, Henry, do you want to tell us about what TV shows you've been sort of binge-watching?
Okay, so Money Heist, first of all. I finished it now. Really, really enjoyed it. I'm a big fan. I'm a big advocate for it. One of my friends did... So I told quite a few people to watch it, and he did tell me, he said, I was a bit disappointed by the end of season one, because I'm not going to ruin it for anyone listening, but there is a bank heist, and he just wasn't impressed with how it ended in season one. But I just want to say power through because it's not the seasons, the story is not confined to seasons. It's like one long story over a few seasons. So
I mean, that's sort of like every season though, isn't it? Like all seasons don't end brilliantly on season one, do they? They take like a lot of time to get going.
Yeah, but I can't, it's hard to explain without revealing the story, but it kind of felt like it should and it didn't. But I just urge anyone to watch through because I really, really enjoyed it.
I'm gonna watch it. I think I'm gonna start this week after I finish Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. I've also been watching Friday Night Dinner as sort of light relief, and a bit of The Simpsons, a lot of American Dad, and Phineas and Ferb.
What? Oh, do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
Disney Plus has become like my savior at the moment. I've been watching The Mandalorian. It is amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't watched it yet, but that's what's. After I've sort of finished work a bit, that's my next like committed watch, rather than like Friday Night Dinner or anything where you can dip in and out. Like my next series is going to be Mandalorian. Then I'm probably going to watch Ozark.
Oh, Ozark is amazing.
Tell us more about.
Ozark's about this little. He's like a money launderer for like a Mexican cartel, pretty much. And it's all about how he has to like launder like $8 million. Dollars before the end of like the holiday season. They're in this like holiday resort stuff, and it's basically about all the like business he gets involved with, and like like subplots between in that. It's honestly one of the best things on Netflix, I think, at the moment.
Really?
Maybe aside The Last Kingdom.
Oh, like, Last Kingdom is so good.
What's The Last Kingdom?
It's about
it's
this
amazing.
Like
amazing. It's basically. It's like Game of Thrones, but it's actual like history, sort of. But it's also less like. So it's obviously Game of Thrones without like all the made up stuff. If you get me.
Yeah.
So it's obviously like based in history. So it's based around like Alfred the Great and stuff like that. Really, really good. You'd actually like it, I think.
They did something quite interesting. It's not like just a normal Viking versus like everyone else. Like the main character. Was this like Saxon kid, and the Vikings kidnapped him, and now he like considers himself as a Viking. It's like,
but he fights Saxons.
Yeah.
See, he's sort of like a German fighting for the Britons against the Germans.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. It's actually so good. All right. Things you miss about uni? What do you miss, Henry?
Chips. Just the freedom, really. Chips. Freedom. Going out. Because as much as people are itching to tell everyone how mature they are by not missing going out. Like, I've seen a lot of tweets and stuff saying, I do not miss going out. Like, you're sad if you miss going out. It's just drinking, and I just do enjoy going out. So shut up.
I don't think I've seen you've not taken it too far.
Oh no, there's quite a few I haven't taken it too far, but I don't know. I'm always on a nice level. I'd say
I don't miss going out that much though. Like I don't miss. I don't know. I like clubbing.
No, I'm not desperate for a night out, but
I miss more like the breeze and stuff and like.
That's what I mean. No. I agree. That's part of it. I'm not talking about like literally just clubbing. I'm talking about getting basically like drinking with your friends at Paris. I mean the whole thing. Shut up.
Are these your uni friends?
No, you guys.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair, yeah.
And my uni friends.
Rufus, what do you miss? What do you miss? You miss, like, you probably miss going to the gym, don't you?
I honestly miss it so much.
I'm Rufus, and I go to the gym.
And I put on 5 kilos of fat. Like, the gym needs me right now. I need the gym.
Yeah, good.
Rufus, but to be fair, Rufus, you order a lot of, like, pizzas and stuff, don't you?
Fuck. Oh, honestly. I was looking at my bank balance, like, this week. In the past week, I think I've had 4 takeaway pizzas.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you do that.
Like,
you see, I have it as, like, a special treat, so I'm just like, I was like, oh, maybe I should order a pizza. Because, you know, like, I haven't actually had takeaway in so long. Whereas I feel like Rufus is just like, what am I going to eat? I'm ordering pizza.
Literally. You know, that's how I, like, think. I'm like, I can't be asked to cook. Like, I have food in the fridge that I can cook, but I can't be bothered. So I'm just like, I'm going to order pizza. Yeah. I have like, you know, in Monza, you can put, like, money pots and stuff.
Yeah.
Every month when I get my money and stuff, I put like a certain amount of money away for pizzas.
No. I think the last time I ordered a pizza was that time Ed, me and you had a pizza together at Christmas.
Really?
God, that was yesterday.
I never order food. It's just not, I would, it's just not something I think
about.
You buy
food out.
Well, no, yeah, no.
Well, clearly it is. Like,
not takeaway. No, when I'm at home, I would never think of ordering in food, but I will go out to eat. I'm not saying I don't.
But you do have a lot of food at your house.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, your mum always makes sure, like, the fridge is stocked, whereas, like, mine is stocked with the wrong thing.
I'm not having a go at you for getting takeaway. I like takeaway. I'm just saying it's not something I do.
See, I think with me at this point...
I'm not having a go at you. I'm just saying, like, obviously, if people are in different situations, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, they order takeaway more.
Yeah, I think I'd like to order takeaway. It's just because I like the food. It's not something... Like, if I come home and especially over lockdown, I'm with my dad, like, my stepbrother or my stepsister or my dad or my stepmom, someone makes dinner every day, and then occasionally, aka once, they've asked me to make food for them, but like, they just don't think about ordering takeaways because someone cooks every night.
Oh, see, like, I'm responsible for, like, making all my meals and stuff, so if I don't cook, I don't eat, pretty much.
So if I can't, so, yeah, there's a difference.
So you have to take the executive decision to order in a pizza.
Yes, it's quite hard some days because I don't know if I want a Papa John's or a Domino's.
Sometimes you have to choose between, like, meat or veg.
Yes, exactly. But I think, like, I was talking to someone about this, and I think it's at the point where it's become more of an addiction than, like, anything else, because I don't even enjoy it that much. But I'm like, my body, like, craves it. Like, I can't.
You're just crying while you eat it.
Like, no more. And then, like, after I eat it, I'm like, I didn't want this. Like, I feel sick. Like, what was it? The last time I ate, or it was like 2 days ago, I ordered like a Papa John's and I threw half of it away.
I always have it. If I do get pizza, I have more of it for breakfast.
See, if I don't eat it, like, if I don't finish it now, I don't want it, so I just throw it away. Because I'd rather force feed myself or just throw it away.
I can't believe you do that.
It's cost me so much money.
Oh my days.
I've never thrown away food unless I'm ill.
Because, you know, in Swansea, the kebab shops do 2-for-1 pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
I'll go to Swansea.
Hubby, shut up. There's 2 of us and 1 of you.
Don't care.
Yeah, you are the...
That means 2 chances to say B.
But we do 2-for-1 pizzas, like, everywhere. But I don't want the second pizza, so if no one else wants it, I will just throw it away.
What? Oh, why not just get one?
Because I like...
Why would you just not text me and I'll literally catch a bus over to yours and pick it up?
Ed, you don't even, like, actually, you rarely, like, get the bus all the way over there.
Yeah, but I would if I knew there was pizza involved.
So you would go all that way for pizza, but when Lottie came, you wouldn't even bother.
Rufus, I'm really hungover and Lottie came. Like, that's the difference. Like, I wouldn't be really hungover if I knew there was pizza involved. Or if I was, I'd still make the trek because it's food.
Oh, make someone get food. I'll tell you.
Well, to be honest, like, this was things I miss about uni, but my topic 9 was actually eating habits. So what kind of eating habits have you got into other than eating pizza during lockdown?
Well, I bought a fancy new gadget. You know what I'm like with my gadgets. I bought an air fryer.
Oh, I've got an air fryer.
They're amazing.
Oh, no, fuck.
What is it?
No, Ed, me and you used it to make chips, remember?
Oh, those. Those are really cool. I like those.
Yeah, sick.
What they else can you use it for, though, like other than chips?
My mum made something really weird in it once. Yeah, I think my mum made chicken in it once.
Oh, I had I used it to make like chicken wraps and stuff. It was like a piri piri chicken, and like, oh, it was amazing today. The thing is, because I've got like a rice cooker, an air fryer.
Oh, I'd love a rice cooker.
When you have those two things, you don't need to cook anymore.
I would love a rice cooker. Seriously.
Oh, it's amazing! It's the best £20 I've ever spent.
I had two of them in my mini flat because I had two Chinese people in my flat. So, like, I literally used to use them, like, every day. If I was making a dish, I'd just cook, like, this really nice rice in the rice cooker and then have it with whatever I was having.
What do you eat? Because you're obviously a vegan.
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
Same thing.
Everything, like, curry, bolognese, but with like veg, lasagna, pasta bake. I cook loads of really good things. Probably like better than your chicken and rice, mate.
Do you know the word pasta bake makes me feel weird. I don't know why. It just doesn't sit right that you'd boil your pasta and then bake it.
Whole shit.
Oh, yeah.
No. Just the word pasta bake.
I don't know. I find it weird. I'm really iffy about like the containers which food is in, and like the metal, the glass containers you cook past the bacon, like weirds me out.
You're scared of glass containers?
No, I'm not scared. I just don't like them. But it's like, it's weird because like, you know Tupperware?
Yeah.
I hate Tupperware with a passion.
No, I've heard about people are like scared of, not scared, but they've really got a thing against Tupperware.
I hate it, honestly.
Do you not cook in batches? Did you not cook a meal and then save some of it in a Tupperware?
Well, I had to buy like, for me, it's more just like, I don't know what about Tupperware is. So I bought like special meal prep containers. Like those black, like rectangular ones, and I can eat fine out of those. But like, oh, I don't know, just Tupperware and cold food like triggers me.
Wait, Rufus, am I wrong, or do you not like it when your food touches?
No, I don't mind that.
Or have I made that up?
Yeah.
Okay, there's someone else I know that hates it when their food on the plate touches, and I can't remember who it is.
Right, I'm just going to interrupt you, Steve, because our mystery guest for this podcast is actually here. So before he or she says anything, because Rufus probably knows him or her, the best, I'm going to ask Rufus to describe her in three different ways.
Or him.
Yeah.
Or
him. Yeah.
Or him. Or him. Or him.
We can't assume genders.
Yeah.
So three things to describe them. Obsessed with cheese and her boyfriend. Oh, fuck, I just gave it away.
could be a gay guy.
Yeah, oh, wait, no, how, I said her.
next point.
What else? God, he put me on the spot. I can't think of anything.
I did tell you before.
I think we can hear a few giggles that might give it away.
Let's just go with kind. That's a solid one. Oh, fuck, I'm sweating.
Go with hair colour.
Blonde.
Hair colour.
Yeah. God, I'm sweating a lot.
Without further ado, well welcome Lowry Thomas.
Hello. I'm offended, Rufus. Hey, you had to think so hard about what to say.
You put me on the spot. I'm sweating so much. Oh, my God.
It's not like you know her, though.
I know. Not like we've lived together, like, every day for the past 2 years.
Well, I thought you were going to be in the thing when we were describing it, and then all of a sudden I hear you giggling. I'm like, oh, shit.
Puts you off, doesn't it? Yeah. Right, so hello. Can you tell us which uni you go to and what you study?
I go to Swansea University with Ed and Rufus, and I study law. I'm in second year.
Rufus, you study law as well. Which year are you in?
I'm a second year, Ed.
Second year, so you're in second year with Lo.
Not quite.
That's really weird. Rufus, do you want to explain that?
I've been to your medical law lectures. I qualify.
Yeah, in fairness, he has come to my lectures with me. He's been to more of my lectures than his own first year.
Exactly. Whoa. I'm not a first year.
To wake up for him. Honestly. Right, so Leigh, tell us, we've been talking sort of briefly, well, actually quite a long time, about sort of lockdown and things. So tell us what you've been doing in lockdown.
I've literally been revising for my exams. I'm in the middle of one of my exams right now. Other than that, I've kind of, because I've got younger siblings, I've like been quite busy. I've not been feeling lockdown too hard because I've been quite occupied with them.
So do you look after them a lot, sort of? Keep them entertained.
Yeah, I have been helping my mum out quite a lot because my dad's still going to work every day, so they're like.
Do you like the younger siblings like understand so, what's going on and everything?
To an extent, like my younger sister, she's 7, and the other day she was like, she wanted to go for a wee in the woods when we went for a walk, and she was like, "You need to come with me because if I catch corona, I want you to catch it with me." So I don't think she fully gets it.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, I mean that's sort of how much my dad understands it, to be honest.
Oh my god, my grandma. Oh no, Ed, you go. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that, like, when we go on walks, it's just like we're walking past people and he'll just walk directly in the middle of the path, like, towards the people and just be like, oh, hello. Like, you really don't realise how this works. Like,
my grandma, so she's 85 or 86, somewhere around that. She's got quite bad dementia and she's got quite a bad attitude to it. She keeps calling up my mum or my aunties and saying, "I went on a walk today and I haven't got it yet, so I'll be going on a walk tomorrow." And she just shouldn't be leaving the house because she's so high risk. And so is my granddad, and he's furious with her, but he can't. That he's shouting at her, but he struggles to walk. So he's sort of sitting in his chair, and she'll just walk into the kitchen and say, "I'm not doing this." It's I don't know. It's not ideal.
That sort of sounds similar to Orla, who's my girlfriend. I've got a girlfriend. I literally knew that was coming. Like, I just sort of didn't speak because I knew it was going to come after what I said. But basically, her grandparents are exactly the same. So her granddad sort of like just sits indoors, like not doing anything. And then her grandma is so against like all this coronavirus. She's like, "I'm not being told what to do. Like, I'm going to go on as many walks as I want. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to walk around as much as I want and, like, see what happens." It's just like, yeah, you can do that, but...
I feel like
the
older generation, I find it quite, like, finding it quite difficult, though. Like, I know my boyfriend's great-nan, she's, like, lives on her own. She's 96, and she's, like, she won't be told. Kind of like what you guys said, she just doesn't want to stay inside, doesn't want to, like... isolating things.
But it must be so hard for them as well, just because they're not as... I don't know. I feel like in general, old people are not as connected. Like, we just about struggle to get them to use FaceTime. And they could never sort of join a group of friends on Zoom.
They join a naughty session.
Yeah, but really all they can do is watch TV. And there's a point where that gets boring for anyone, I think.
All my legally mandated walk today, which my ad was my first one ever since being back. It was quite sad. We were walking through the park and there was tons of like old people just chilling in their cars because they couldn't go outside because they would be in contact with like other people. So they were just like listening to like the radio in their car in like the park. And like, it was just a bit depressing to like look at.
They might as well just sit in the garden, to be honest. What's the point in going to the effort to drive somewhere if you're just going to sit in your car? Like, I don't know. I feel a bit... But my grandma's the complete opposite. Like, because she spent... She's 93, so she spends all of her time indoors, like, watching TV. So I don't think she's really noticed that sort of lockdown's going on because she's sort of so climatized to it that she's sort of now... She's sitting indoors watching TV, which is what she does, like, every day.
Yeah,
exactly. Which I feel is quite bad, but I mean, like, at the end of the day, at least she's happy. Like, she's probably the same thing that she always does. But,
yeah. For some people, this is like no different.
No, exactly. Yeah, so, Lo, we talked about uni last week. We had a really long discussion about it, actually, and it was, you know, it was good. A bit rude, but. We'll get on to you. So what is sort of stuff about uni that you love?
Things I love about uni. Like the nights out. I like the friends I've made, most of them.
Most.
I feel like especially this year, I've just come into like a really good group of mates. And like the things we do, you have that level of independence that you don't have at home.
Yeah, for sure.
And like just the stuff we get up to is like... No, I have made some really good memories. That's the best things I like about uni.
Sort of like having your own independence and
like being with your mates like 24/7. Like I've definitely missed that being in lockdown now. Like especially like with Rufus, we literally spent every day in the kitchen together, like chilling. To go from that to like not seeing each other now for God knows how long it is.
Yeah,
like it was at the point where it was like you could like guarantee on seeing one of us in the kitchen, like no matter when. And now it's just like, oh, sorry, Ed, I have friends.
Yeah. I didn't actually say it, but I thought someone else was going to chip in, and then I wouldn't get the blame. So
Ed struggles to handle the fact that other people have friends.
I have friends. I have loads of friends. I've got too many friends. Beep, 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 beep. So, are those the kind of things you miss? You miss sort of like being with your friends and...
Yeah, definitely. I miss the structure as well.
So, how did you sort of find...
What do you spend like most of your days doing?
Obviously, it's different for girls. I think it's good to have a girl on.
Like now or in uni?
Let's go with both.
I feel like it's kind of the same, to be honest. In uni we used to like go out, wake up late, I'd like stumble to the kitchen, Rufus would be there, we'd like chat for like hours and then realize the time, try and get some uni work done, probably get none done, and then like watch some TV
and then tuck it in Domino's at some point.
And that's the second year as within, but
try and convince each other not to get a takeaway.
See, this is where the takeaway addiction is stemming from. We are as bad as each other.
Is this why you're failing at the moment?
We were talking about this earlier, how I am addicted to pizza.
Oh, 100%. It's like bizarre. We'll like wake up after a night out, say Rufus is feeling a bit hungover. He'll literally have like order three different takeaways and two of those will guaranteed be pizza.
Oh my gosh!
And then will he throw the other one in the bin?
Yeah, because he gets the two for one deal.
Is Ed here?
Oh my god, that really upsets me, Rufus. Like I don't know why. Wasted food, just really get eat. Like especially at the moment where I'm sort of eating everything and anything. Like it does sort of like get to me. What do you know? All right, this is a question for any of you three. Favourite board game? Have you played any board games during lockdown? And if you have, what's your favourite one up?
I've not. I haven't played a single board game.
No, nor have I, actually. I don't know but what I've been doing.
Monopoly. Monopoly without a doubt.
I like the game of life.
Hey. Oh, I like the game of life, but I haven't played it in years.
No, nor have I, but it's my favourite, I think.
What's Game of Life?
It's like basically you start out in like this little car and you go around and you can add all like different like jobs, holidays, stuff like that, and you like build your life up basically. And it's whoever like dies the quickest or the richest, I can't remember. But that's it is a fun game to play.
So it's sort of like Monopoly, but
Yeah.
I mean it's not really Monopoly.
What? Do you have a favourite board?
Oh, 100% Monopoly.
Do you have a favourite board game?
Yes.
I remember in the boarding house, we used to play it in the duty office, and I used to get told off for being too aggressive to the matron.
Who did you used to play with? Like,
no, it was me, Pauline, Miles, Josh Stokes, Harriet, I think Kevin Zhang, and Paulina Kudrova, I think, if she was there.
I like.
So, I mean, Josh and Harriet probably. They probably got
a mortgage together.
They took a chance and it didn't work out.
Oh, guys, don't be harsh.
Oh, shit.
That wasn't harsh.
Okay.
I was joking. Oh my god, Henry.
You just insulted their whole like relationship, Ed.
No, I was just joking.
Well, I think you should. It wasn't very nice.
All right, like you're nice all the time.
Maybe I am. The listeners will never know.
Right, so let's give Lowe some sort of airtime because you two have been hogging it the whole time. So Lowe, what is the first thing you're gonna do when you get out of lockdown?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think because I'm like being realistic, like things aren't gonna be very open, are they? Like restaurants and all that wouldn't be open because otherwise it'd be an easy like go for food. But I think the first thing I'll do is probably have my mates round for just, like some drinks in my garden. Just like see my friends really because
wow we have all said the same answer like either we're very social or
that's why
lying so that's really
like
that's
really... if restaurants were open it would definitely be go for food because I've missed going for food.
What would be a meal that you get
oh see that's so difficult.
Mine's Wagamama's.
I've never had Wagamama's.
What?
No. Oh,
so they not have it in Wales?
Yeah, they have one in Cardiff. I've just never been.
Just one?
Yeah, just the one. I know, but Rufus has never had TGI's.
The whole of, what? In the whole of Wales. There,
Rufus has never had TGI's in that shop.
Oh, yeah, I feel like... See, TGI's isn't that...
I mean, I have, but I think Wagamama's more of a shop.
I need to go, I think.
Maybe
I'll be like...
I mean, thing is, it is really, really nice, but it's just kind of different. Like, it's not unreal. It's not like the. I don't mean the food. I just mean like the restaurant experience. It's not. It's just slightly different, but it's not like. It's not like I can't explain.
I don't like the whole sitting next to strangers bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like slightly different. You sit next to strangers, and they bring your food out at random times.
Where's
this?
Wagamama's.
Yeah, you do. That's
busy. When it's busy, you do. When it's busy.
No, they've still got booths in
no.
Everything, haven't they?
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
No.
Yes.
Have you...
All right, maybe I haven't been to Wagamama's in a while, but last time we went, it was me, you, Ravi and Orla all sitting in a four.
It would have been like a six, so they would have let us sit in a four. But... Or like, if it's really busy, they have those super long benches and they put families, loads of them on them, especially when it's busy.
Have you ever seen those people sitting at the ones for like individuals? Where it's like facing
they're
the
individuals.
Wall. Yeah, it's like there's somewhere you can like just face a wall.
Oh, Rufus, I think you blew.
Honestly,
that.
I think I would.
I don't think I've ever been for a meal.
No.
Have you ever been for a meal?
Yes,
on your own?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I was, it's not that bad. I was in London on my own. And I was like, well, I'm really bored. I'll go to Yo Sushi. And I just sat there on my own eating sushi.
I did, but it was on work experience. So I didn't have much choice. It was like lunchtime. And he was like, he literally like kind of like pushing out the door. He was like, right, go have some food now. And I didn't know where I was, like what I was doing. So I was like sitting in the restaurant on my own.
What was going through your mind when you were like going to the restaurant?
I went to the toilet. I FaceTimed my mum and I cried.
Oh.
have you ever... The thing is, if you're on your own, then you have to be on your... You know what I mean? If you're eating on your own,
yeah.
You're like, you have
yeah,
to...
Yeah, unless you're like
your
those super app-y,
you know what I mean?
People who like, are happy and like silent.
But imagine like before there were phones, what would you do? What would you talk to? Where would you look? Like you could stare at your food and that's it.
Probably just make really awkward eye contact with some like couple across the room and just be like, watch them then, and hope you're that happy.
That would be so weird. I just can't imagine without my phone.
I guess you'd like whip out like the Bible or something.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
Or a book. Maybe just a normal book.
Yeah, it's not like you can run out of Bible.
There's like 400 like Bible book, like verses, isn't there? Some shit like that.
I don't know.
Oh, we need to ask Matt and Troy.
Like you, but...
Oh, yeah,
get Matt
and Troy. Oh, yeah.
I've heard all about him.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have that in place.
What, Christians?
Well, Bible bashers, it's more like, I don't know, what's the equivalent of the Bible in Wales?
The Bible?
Rugby rules.
Ed, what's the equivalent of the Bible wedding?
Just like Wales, it's still the Bible, Ed.
Oh, yeah, but I mean,
we
like,
must actually seem like idiots to all the viewers.
Did we get any viewers last
time? Yeah, all those many viewers, like multiple viewers, because we actually have. Loads of these questions were requested by viewers.
Who are our
viewers? Yeah, so we have 10 viewers. Right, well, I'm not going to tell you that because it will ruin the illusion.
Wait, so they're not real?
No,
they're an illusion.
The illusion being that there are multiple viewers, which there are not. So we got about 3 questions given to me.
By who?
And then the rest of them... Well, the rest of them are by me.
No, but who gave
but
you the
three? Were by
who?
Was it Orla?
I'm not going to tell you.
Right, it was Orla.
It was Orla.
No, it wasn't Orla. It wasn't
was it your
Orla.
Mum?
Orla was actually surprisingly
to me. To me and Rufus, know this person.
Oh.
No.
Oh, so it's my. Is it
me.
One of your uni friends?
Oh my god, do you want to just move on and stop being a wet bag?
So it's one of your uni friends?
The question is, which one?
I didn't say that. Okay.
How many
okay,
do
right.
I know the name of?
Without...
I mean, Mike.
Is it Mike?
Oh my god, have you... Right,
Are there any Mikes listening right now?
Mike, if you're listening.
We'd like a few more questions.
Are there any
yes.
people that you?
Oh my god! What a funny question.
Without naming,
I feel like that was
100,000,000%.
Easy, yes.
Right, who go first?
What?
Wait, what was the question?
First.
Is there
no,
anyone I
first.
Will miss?
No.
Will oh. not miss
without baiting it out. Let's just say that I made some friends in first year that I thought would be like, okay, considering we lived with them as well, you think you like kind of know someone and then you live.
And how many people did you live with?
Oh god, you are really like digging here, Ed.
But then, yeah, so this year they turned up to not be the kind of people I want in my life. And
yeah, it was all my fault.
But yeah, no, but on a level, like, I think it has been kind of an eye-opener. Like, people definitely aren't always what they first make out to be, and how people's motivations change when, like, different factors come in. Like, people who you think could be quite loyal, like good friends, like, if something else, another factor comes in, how they, like, how quick they switch up. But then it's also been, like, a lesson as well, in the sense that, like, before, I probably wouldn't have cut them off, and I kind of would let them walk all over me, whereas this year, I've kind of, like, not taken any shit.
Been a boss bitch.
Rufus, anything to add?
Yeah, right, Rufus, obviously you live with Lay, so do you have anything to add without meeting the person?
Yeah, people, I don't really know how I could describe it, because I don't want to slander them or defame them. I would just say like, I guess not everyone that you'll meet at uni will have to be your friend, and that's like, that's completely fine. It's like, you get to choose who are your actual mates. It's not like at school where you're somewhat forced to be friends with people. Like, if you don't want to, at uni, if you don't want to go out on a night out with someone, don't feel like you have to. Like,
and we did talk about that last episode, didn't we? Because we said, like, obviously there's a lot of expectations to, you know, you as a person, regardless of like how confident you are, you go to uni and think like, oh, everybody that I meet on the first night or second night or whatever during freshers, it's got to be like your best friend, like, well, we've got to make friends, whereas actually, like, it all just does
fall into place. So, like, in me and like Lowe's case, like, some people just didn't turn out to be like who we thought they would be, I guess. If that makes sense.
They were Batman.
I always don't want to chat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, without giving out too much away. But, like, and that's the thing as well. It's not, like, just for people we met first week. Because first week freshers, like, everyone was, like, quite chilling. Like, everyone kind of got on. And then as the year goes on, you kind of, like, learn more about people. But it took us even, like, that little bit longer, I guess. Like, coming into second year, thinking people were the way they were. Like, making choices to, like, keep them in your life, so to say, but then actually realizing what kind of people they are. But then, like Rufus said, we kind of have the freedom, like, we've decided we don't want anything to do with them really, so we can kind of cut them off. Like, we don't have to live with them next year or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah Henry, what have you found?
I don't think I'll miss anyone, but
I've got so many friends.
I'm just saying, everyone I want to see, I'll make an effort to see. Wait, are we talking over summer or in second year? Wait, sorry. Are we talking over summer or over in next year of uni?
No, I'm talking about, like, is there anyone you won't miss from this first year at uni?
I won't miss. Oh, so basically anyone I hate.
We're not hate, just like...
Well, not anyone you hate, but, like, anyone you've come into contact with a lot that you actually won't miss.
I mean, yeah, there are, but I don't know. I just so sorry to be boy, but I don't know how to say it. Like, there are people I won't miss, but I'm like, you, Rufus. Yeah,
not
Rufus
bothered about
Lowe,
it.
Some, like, I haven't really had the experience of hating someone at uni. Like, there are people I don't like, and people I haven't really been in the position to hate someone really. Properly. So I won't. Yeah. I think Rufus and Lo have summed it up anyway. There's nothing. It's like, you know the thing about uni is it's not like school where you're forced to be with someone who you might not like. If you don't like someone, you don't see that person. And moving forward, you can decide who you want to be friends with and stuff like that. There's no pressure to do anything really you don't want to do. Like, as much as parents and teachers going about peer pressure, or not even peer pressure, I don't know how I've brought it onto peer pressure, but peer pressure or just doing things you don't want to do. Like, if you don't want to be with people, you don't have to be with people, you can just leave.
I think
the worst thing about uni is not having somewhere else to go, basically not having friends.
Yeah.
because you can feel quite lonely. But yeah, but in terms of choosing,
did you not have friends? In
not really, that, not yeah. at all.
Oh, still, honey,
still don't,
friend.
Still That's don't really. Sad. I thought we already were friends. We
oh yeah. It just can't. It funny enough, it does like. Stuff does have a way to work itself out like that if you are.
You know, I could call that button. I could feel it.
Faded. Oh, before we perhaps like finish up,
right now,
no, are you drinking anything?
No. Should I be?
Yeah.
Yes. The first rule of the podcast is you must have
first
a drink.
Rule, yeah,
doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Well, I've got a glass of water next to me. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay,
that counts.
Perfect.
Snore.
It's not quite the protein and egg whites.
Oh, Rufus and Mark.
Yeah, we've just discovered that as well.
It's when
you like the. Rufus's eating habits have been like such an interesting thing to watch over the years.
All right, they're not.
Do you want to
like,
tell us about
first year,
really
it was like eat 8 meals a day or something like that. Like every meal would have a second meal to equip, like finish it up. And then this year you were like experimenting with vegetables, but it was like the meals he used to eat. The first day of uni, he just ate breadsticks for like a week.
Oh, there is an Nothing actual else. Reason about that. Why I ate breadsticks, but I haven't told anyone this.
It's
well, now sounds like
yeah,
a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, now sounds like an absolutely perfect time.
When we went to uni, I was so nervous about cooking in the kitchen. The only thing I could eat like around other people like that didn't have to cook was breadsticks.
I mean, what about meal deals, like crisps?
I was still, like, on,
like
my cut at the moment, so breadsticks fitted into, like, zero calories. I was dedicated, all right.
Wow.
So dedicated.
Literally. And now I have two pizzas a day.
That makes me feel
sad for you. Right, well, I think we're going to the end of our podcast.
Oh, what's our outro? I keep forgetting it.
That is brilliant. Are we going to try and get together on Saturday?
Oh, fun fact for listeners. On Saturday, I will be back at my mum's house. I will have moved from Field to Reading.
That'll be even better time to do the...
Are we?
We're going to have a new mystery guest, aren't we? We are.
Thank you, Lowe.
But thank you, Lowe, for coming on the show.
And feel free to come back whenever you want.
Definitely.
Don't fret about putting in a request.
Every episode, unless someone else. Right, well,
Watch our outro.
Say goodbye.
Thanks for listening and get back